My Lord and Prince. Lord's been offended, mercurio, abomina, abvieto, Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
Redemnie, vicente, beas, alaboros, martiros, gawa,
عبد ربنا يسوع المسيح رسول المدعو المفرز لبشر الله. فصل من رسالة معلمنا بولس الرسول الثاني إلى أهل كورنثوس، بركته تكون معنا أمين. فإنه من جهة الخدمة للقديسين هو فضول مني أن أكتب إليكم، لأني أعلم نشاطكم الذي أفتخر به من جهتكم لدى المكدونيين. إن أخائي مستعدة منذ العام الماضي، وغيرتكم قد حرضت الأكثرين، ولكن أرسلت الإخوة لئلا يتعطل افتخارنا من جهتكم من هذا القبيل، كي تكونوا مستعدين كما قلت، حتى إذا جاء معي مكدونيين ووجدوكم غير مستعدين لا نخجل نحن، حتى لا أقول أنتم في جسارة الافتخار هذه. فرأيت لزاما أن أطلب إلى الإخوة أن يسبقوا إليكم ويهيئوا قبلا بركتكم التي سبق التخبير بها، لتكون هي معدة هكذا كأنها بركة لا كأنها بخل. هذا وإن من يزرع بالشح فبالشح أيضا يحصده، ومن يزرع بالبركات فبالبركات أيضا يحصده، كل واحد كما ينوي بقلبه، ليس عن حزن أو اضطرار، لأن المعطي المسرور يحبه الله. والله قادر أن يزيدكم كل نعمة لكي تكونوا ولكم كل اكتفاء كل حين في كل شيء، تزدادون في كل عمل صالح، كما هو مكتوب: فرق أعطى المساكين، بره يبقى إلى الأبد. نعمة الله الآب تكون مع جميعكم يا أبائي وإخوتي، أمين.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher Saint James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Do not love the world, nor the things pertain to the world. The world passed away and is lust thereof. He who does the will of God remains forever. Amen.
From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with them. And we were witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to the witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
Second day of blessed month of Hatur, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquity and forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 206 of the martyrs, Pope Peter III, the 27th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was a disciple of St. Dioscorus, who ordained him a priest in the city of Alexandria when Pope Timothy II, the 26th of Patriarch, was enthroned. The priest Peter was a great help to him in the service of the Church. He was chosen patriarch after the departure of St. Timothy II on the fourth day of the year 194 of martyrs. Shortly after his enthronement upon the apostolic throne, he received a letter from St. Acacius, patriarch of Constantinople, confessing in it the one nature of Christ according to the faith of St. Cyril and St. Dioscorus. He also stated clearly, "It is not correct to recognize two separate natures for Christ after the union. Otherwise, the usefulness of the union would be futile." Abba Peter replied by a letter declaring his acceptance of Abba Acacius' Orthodox faith. He sent it with three learned bishops to Abba Acacius, who received them with respect. He asked them to join him in the prayer of the Divine Liturgy. Abba Acacius read the letter to his congregation. He then wrote another Catholic epistle to Abba Peter. When Abba Peter received it, he gathered the bishops and the fathers and read the letter to them, and they accepted Abba Acacius' fellowship with them in the faith. These fathers suffered many tribulations from those who opposed his Orthodox faith. Abba Peter was exiled from his see. In his exile, he continually taught his flock with pastoral epistles. 5 years later, he returned to his see. He remained on the throne of St. Mark for 8 years and 3 months, then departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 250 AD and during the reign of the Emperor Decius, St. Macarius the Libyan was martyred. This saint was raised in one of the five western cities. When he was a young man, he longed to receive the blessing of the body of St. Mark the Evangelist in his church in Alexandria. So he came and received a blessing. This saint was distinguished by his ardent zeal for the faith, his courage in strengthening and supporting the faith of those who were imprisoned for the sake of their steadfast in the Christian faith. When Emperor Decius heard about him, he cited him and ordered him to raise incense to the idols. Saint Macarius refused and remained committed to his faith. The magistrate ordered him burned alive, so he received the crown of the martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Also on this day of the year 86 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Saint Ephraimus Rahawi departed. This saint was born in the city of Raha in the year 300 AD to rich parents. He was educated at the hands of well-learned teachers, so he will be qualified for an excellent position. Nevertheless, since his young age he was inclined on acquiring the Christian virtues. He frequently visited churches and regularly read the Holy Bible. When his parents wished him to be married, he left his father's house and dwelled in a small cell on the outskirts of the city. He preserved in praying and contemplation until reaching an eminent level of perfection. Many came to him asking for his guidance and blessing. The Bishop of Araha chose this saint to preach his faith. He ordained him a priest and sent him on a missionary assignment. There he built a church where he offered prayers and oblating asking God to soften the heart of the people. When he succeeded in his ministry, the devil stirred up a group of pagans who bitten and insulted him and left him between life and death. But the Lord raised him up whole again. He continued to supplicate God for their sake till they softened their hearts and started listening to his sermons and instructions, and constantly they accepted the Christian faith. After he remained for a while in this service, he returned to his cell, preserving in prayers, worship, asceticism, and resisting the devil until he reposed in the Lord and he was 70 years old. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Is more in a the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to the Neosaparone apostles, many prophet righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for I, for thee see, and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear and to act the word of the Holy Gospel, so that prayer of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember all those who are most forbidden us to remember in supplications and prayer which you got upon to Lord our God, those who are in the fall and asleep, them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
خدفران شایسته نگام کین یه اولای سنک تو کن تلو کنگی و evangelii o tu ananos ma
aksasi kere
tifu bi khafna mama lan setul samanin gil al muqaddas أصلاً من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مارلو قلب شير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته داود النبي والملك بركاته على جميعنا آمين فلتروات الأموال تكثر أثمارها أتفرح بقطراتها تنبت بارك إكليل السنة بصلاحك وبقاعك تمتلئ من الدسم بسم ربنا القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي له المجد الدائم لما اجتمع جمع كثير أيضا من الذين جاءوا إليه من كل مدينة قال بمثل خرج الزارع ليزرع زرعه وفيما هو يزرع سقط بعض على الطريق فانداس وأكلته طيور السماء أسقط آخر على الصخر فلما نبت جفا لأنه لم تكن له رطوبة أسقط آخر في وسط الشوك فنبت معه الشوك وخنقه أسقط آخر على الأرض الجيدة فلما نبت صنع ثمرا مئة ضعف قال هذا ونادى من له ذنان للسماء فليا فسأله تلاميذ قائلين ما عسى أن يكون هذا المثل فقال لهم أما أنتم فقد أعطي أن تعرفوا أسرار ملكوت الله وأما للباقين فكان يكلمهم بأمثال حتى أنهم مبصرين لا يبصرون وسامعين لا يسمعون ولا يفهمون وهذا هو المثل الزرع هو كلام الله والذين على الطريق هم الذين يسمعون ثم يأتي إبليس وينزع الكلمة من قلوبهم لئلا يؤمنوا فيخلصوا والذين على الصخر هم الذين متى سمعوا يقبلون الكلمة بفرح وهؤلاء ليس لهم أصل فيؤمنون إلى حين وفي وقت التجربة يرتدون وأن الذي سقط بين الشوك فهم الذين يسمعون فيختنقون من هموم الحياة وغناها ولذاتها ولا يثمرون ثمران والذي سقط على الأرض الجيدة هم الذين يسمعون الكلمة فيحفظونها في قلب جيد صالح ويثمرون بالصابرين